Teaching and Learning in a Post-COVID World, Critical Race Theory, Howard Zinn, Truth, Band? Yeah, there's a whole lot of crazy going on in today's classrooms. Where do you go for sanity? Maybe not here, but Busted Pencils Radio is here to soothe your anxiety. Now back to Tim, Johnny, and Busted Pencils Radio.
Welcome back, Tuesday night. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. My brother from another, Mitchell Robinson, Michigan State, associate professor, music education, blogger, elected blog, Virginia, sorry, Democrats, dropping and abandoning public education. You felt the wrath of the voters. All right, so Mitchell, in the end of your piece, though, man, you do a bullet point strategy of Democrats. You want to get back in the game. And man, I don't know where to start. Greatly reduce the number of standardized tests, ban religious and private school vouchers. But Mitchell, what would you do first on your list?
Oh man, that's a tough one. I think the thing that would help lower the pressure in a lot of schools right now is kind of a twofold reduction of arbitrary assessments and evaluations. So I put standardized tests on a moratorium, and frankly, it would be difficult for me to think of any reason to bring them back. And I would also put a hold on the way that teachers are being evaluated right now. I think both of those things are ratcheting up pressure on kids, on families, and on teachers. And I think they're creating just an untenable situation if what we're really worried about is creating a public education system that takes care of children and treats teachers like adults and treats them like professionals. Those are two pretty draconian systems in place right now. Shortly after that one, though, I would be stumping for my own people. We're turning schools into a pretty barren learning existence without art and music and phys ed and libraries and foreign language. And school is about a lot more than reading and math. And with all due respect to my friends who teach reading and math, I'm a big fan of reading. I think it's great. I'm a big fan of numbers. I think we should keep them. But that's not enough for a full and complete education. And in the part of the world that I live in, music programs and art programs and phys ed are under attack. Music and art teachers specifically are being moved out of their classrooms to cover for absences in other classrooms. And that's just not right. That's not the right way that we should be approaching anything in public education, is by penalizing one area over another and playing favorites. So those would probably be my top three.
I just think about what you just said, and anybody who's a regular listener of Busted Pencils is like, oh my God, yeah, of course, that's absolutely right. But I'm going to go back to the original reason why you wrote the blog, which is Democrats. When is the last time, Johnny Lupinacci, you heard a Democrat run on less bureaucracy, less standardized testing, more art, more music, more recess, more care, more democracy, as Mitchell's pointing out? I just thought it was like striking to me. It was like educators absolutely are agreeing with Mitchell. I can't remember the last time a Democrat ran outwardly on any of those issues.
Well, you want to know uncandidly who might?
Who might?
A teacher herself. Who are we talking about?
No, I'm
AOC, my man. AOC came from the classroom. Okay. So I haven't seen it yet. I haven't heard it yet. But we actually haven't politically motivated teachers to run for positions, right? And so I think as we begin to and continue to remind teachers that is a political position, and that teaching is political work, and that it is preparation for public service, that for some teachers might move into that realm. And I think if the Democratic Party wants to center on education as a stronghold of democracy, They certainly have every opportunity to do such. And so let's see if we can't have more teachers, right, motivated and supported to run for public offices in those kinds of ways. So maybe, you know, this is a moment for if there is a Democratic Party that wants to be more grassroots. I'm not convinced that a two-party system in the United States, right, is really committed, either party is really committed to representing people. I mean, I think, hot take, we both are tiptoeing around that both parties are representative of corporate power. And so until that gets kind of dismantled and we start talking about decisions being made by those directly impacted by the decision in a representative way, then, you know, I think we're far ways away from having someone like a teacher being in a political office or public education, how we're envisioning it or we're suggesting it, or researchers are constantly reminding us it's not only possible, but better for democracy. So, I mean, I think we're ways from that, but it's possible and I think it's necessary. And either party could do it. Really, it doesn't need to be Democrats only. I think any Republican could step out right now and say neither of these parties is taking care of the most fundamental aspect of democracy, that being public education, and we're going to center all this around free and equitable at all access points for children and families in this country and socialize it. And now we start leaning really far left. And I do have hope, Tim and Mitchell, that I think AOC hints at this. I don't think it's her. I think she's shifting the discourse, but I think she's modeling that teachers can and will run for office. And I wish we had a fact checker, because I wasn't prepared for this conversation how I thought this would go. But someone fact checking for us, or we will follow up the show, because I do think in the back of my mind, I know of a couple of folks who are teachers who ran for local level offices around the country in the last few elections and have been winning. So I think there's a few teachers coming in.
Yeah.
Well, Mitchell, though, I mean, what do you think about Johnny's take? Is it really going to be up to educators to fix the Democratic Party?
Well, I mean, I would say two things. One, I wish it didn't matter which party, but if you're going to support public institutions, you also have to support policies that will support them financially. The Republican Party is not about that. The Republican Party is about tearing institutions down and deconstructing government. So if it's going to come, it's going to come from the left. I would love to see more teachers. I mean, I was a big fan of Elizabeth Warren, who came out of the classroom and was a college teacher for a long time. And I thought she spoke very sincerely about public institutions and public schools. And part of me doesn't think that this whole experiment is going to last much longer if we don't support those public institutions. So I think it's a little bit of a matter of time until at least one party comes around. But, you know, maybe I'm just an optimist about that.
I hold not hope for one of the parties, although in your piece, though, you were talking about the fact that actually where Johnny was going, is it really the failure of truly a two-party system at this point? Because, Mitchell, I'm back to your list and the list of items that could be on an open, you know, my platform as I'm running. These are like issues that win, and they're not necessarily polarizing at some point, but I'm discouraged by the amount of effort put forth in Virginia, and I'll work with my words here, the amount of effort that the Democrats put into not talking about education. And in fact, when they did talk about it, apologized for actually trying to say that, sorry, racism is not going to be allowed as an alternative truth in our public schools.
Well, I mean, I think Johnny hit the nail on the head when he talked about corporatization. You know, the Democratic Party became a party of corporate interests right around the time of Clinton. And, you know, I think we need to see a swing back to support for labor, support for children and families, support for the middle class. All those things have been degraded. And I think that's kind of the issue in a nutshell.
Well, hey, Mitchell, well, let's keep you around for one more segment. We're coming up on the hard break, as they say in real radio. It is Mitchell Robinson, our guest, Electablog, Johnny Lupinacci, Tim Slugger, fully led at education. Back after the break. Okay.